bright tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
It's like America.
Sisters, we're all so very proud of that natural look we see among the crowd. Worldwide admiration from nation to nation. They love you,
Miss Black America.
We love you too,
Miss Black America.
You're such wonderful people and so beautifully equal.
Miss Black America.
A culture no one can deny. If a young child should ask, then tell them why. They should not be ashamed of their past. Just explain.
The true mother is Black America.
None other than
Miss Black America.
She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
Hi guys, this is Triple M and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to another episode of Triple M. This is Vibha. Unfortunately, my co-host Millie will not be joining us for this week. We've taken a break for a while. We weren't here last week either, but this week is just me because she's at a fencing tournament in Chicago, so good luck to her. She's killing it, but for this week, you have me, and inspired by that, this week's Triple M, like always, stands for a different thing every week. This week, it's going to be miscellaneous minus Millie, unfortunately, but today we're just going to be spinning a bunch of things I've sort of had going, hence the miscellaneous, but this October, November, there's been a lot of new music being released. What you just heard was State of Grace, Taylor's version, from Taylor's re-release of Red. If you aren't familiar with Taylor Swift, anyone who knows me knows that I could talk about her music for hours, analyze it for hours. So I was really, really hyped for this re-release. But she basically was in a scandal with this man named Scooter Braun, who basically owns all of her first six albums, and she doesn't own any of them, even though she's tried to gain ownership of that music. So she's re-releasing those first six albums. So Red was an album that she just re-released recently, and so State of Grace is the first track off of that. Very special track to me, one of my favorites growing up, so it's really cool to now be in college hearing the same songs that I grew up with, but newer and fresher and much more meaningful because she actually owns them. So that was what you just heard. We're going to be playing a lot off of that album, along with some new releases from Coldplay, Silk Sonic, Adele, just a lot of great new stuff that's been out over the past couple months that I'm just going to be jamming to over here in the studio. So hope you enjoy. Next up, we have a new song off of Red. So when she's re-releasing her album, she's also including new songs that she wrote at the time the original album was released that didn't end up making it onto the album. But now, you know, she's Taylor Swift. She has a little bit more fame, a little more freedom to put out what she wants. And so she's adding on all those old original songs. So this is a track called Message in a Bottle off of the new version of Red that wasn't there on the original album. But I feel like it really just embodies the sort of vibes and the warmth and the comfort of the original album, now but new and re-released in a more mature sense. So it's one of my favorites off the track. Any Taylor Swift fans out there, don't know if you agree, but here we go. This is Message in a Bottle.
I know that you like me, and it's kind of frightening, standing here waiting, waiting, and I became hypnotized by freckles and bright eyes, tongue-tied, but now you're so far away and I'm down, feeling like a face in the crowd, I'm reaching for you.
Cause you could be the one that I love.
one that I love.
Hi again, guys. We're back. You just heard Message in a Bottle, Taylor's version, if you hadn't heard it before. Hope you liked it. Guess who just walked into the studio? So we don't have Millie this week, but we do have another co-host who's going to be joining us today. He's actually somewhat of a celebrity, has his own radio show here at WMFO, plays at 6 p.m. on Saturdays, so just a little bit before now. But we have Thomas Grant with us here today.
Hello.
Thomas?
Hello. It's good to be here. I could obviously never replace Millie, but as she's away doing other things, figured I'd stop by and lend a hand, play some music, listen to some tunes. I had not heard that Taylor Swift song before, but it's good. I like it.
Cool.
I always wonder how they choose what to put on the album and what not to keep on the album.
Yeah, it's a good point. And having heard the 10 extra songs on Red, Taylor's version, like, some of them, I wonder why she didn't put them on the original album. I think they totally fit, but understandable, I was much younger when Red, the original version, came out, but that's been a really cool thing to see. Would you say you're a Taylor Swift fan?
Definitely not as much as you. I mean, I cannot go into the history and backstory and lore of Taylor Swift, but I'd say I'm a casual fan.
Okay.
I enjoy her music.
Very cool. I think with someone like Taylor Swift, any of these artists that have, like, discographies that are so enormous, it's really hard to not have at least one song, one album that you like, especially with someone with the range of Taylor Swift. Like,
yeah. I think, unintentionally, I know a ton of Taylor Swift songs just because, like, they're everywhere.
Okay. Well, here's another Taylor Swift song on that note. Again, I mentioned that she added on some extra songs that weren't on the original album, but she also took the old versions and revamped them a little bit. So this song is called Girl at Home. It's, if you are a Taylor Swift fan, it is universally known as one of her worst songs. Not that she really has any of those personally, in my personal opinion, but it's universally known as one of her worst songs for a lot of reasons. But she revamped it for this album, for Taylor's version, and made it a little more boppy. And it was personally not one of my favorites in the beginning, but this revamped version has become one of my favorites. So that's up next, and that's gonna end the Taylor Swift segment of the show, unfortunately, but we got a lot of new music after that coming up. So here's Girl at Home, Taylor's version.
Position if I was a stupid girl.
Okay, and we're back. So that was Girl at Home, Taylor's version. If you hadn't heard it before, I hope you liked it. But that's it for my Taylor Swift segment of the show. Thank you for listening to me talk for 20 minutes about Taylor Swift. Could go a lot longer, but we're going to switch because there's just so much to get through for this show. But for those of you that aren't Bruno Mars or Anderson .Paak fans, they are a duo called Silk Sonic that just recently let out an album.
It was a long wait.
Long wait, yeah.
Very long wait.
But very much anticipated album. Both.
It's small, it's short.
But I would say, I think that adds to the album. It's short and sweet.
Packs a punch.
Very much so. I would say it's one of the best albums I've heard in a long time. It's a no-skip album for sure. I wouldn't skip any. But that being said, we do have to pick some to play today. But if you had to pick a favorite off this album, Thomas, what'd you pick?
If I had to pick a favorite off this album, it would probably be... I'm going to go with Fly As Me.
Okay.
No, I think Bruno Mars particularly can do some really good ballads, some really good sadder, deeper songs. But I do think, especially on this album, the songs that are a little more upbeat, a little more feeling in your groove are a little bit stronger. And I think Fly As Me is just such a fun song.
Cool.
Put it on, you walk down the street, you're feeling great.
Thomas walking to all his classes listening to Fly As Me. If you see him skipping down the sidewalk at Tufts, you know what he's listening to. Okay, cool. Well, let's get into that. And we've got a couple more coming up afterwards. But this is Silk Sonic. This is Fly As Me.
I can, like, count it in.
You want to count it in?
No, they counted it in the song, so I don't think we need to do it for them.
Okay, well, here it is.
With a player, take you downtown where they treat me like the mayor. Take you to the crib where you take it upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Shit, I'ma show you later. Don't need a spatula, everything catered. Extra flavor, go ahead. Sprinkle some truffle on your mashed potatoes. I'm trying to love. Is you gonna love me back? You only get what you give. Ain't you heard of that? Look here. Trying to boo you up like it's the Apollo. Your walk is vicious. Let's get down to business. You and me together. Woo, that's something different.
I deserve to be
Back. That was two Silk Sonic tracks in a row, the second of which was 777, which I would say would probably be my favorite off the album.
Good song, good song.
I think that's what I would walk to class to.
They're so good at the breakdowns of the song. They just like strip it out and they're just going with the percussion and rolling it.
Very much. I think they would be amazing live, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just both of them, just amazing performers. I think that combined with just how, like, not flashy, but just how, like, showy and wonderful the album is would just make for such a good performance.
It's like Triple M. They're a triple threat.
Exactly.
Triple threat performers.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was our segment for Silk Sonic. If you haven't heard the album, definitely give it a listen. Again, it's short and sweet, so won't take much of your time, but it'll give you many, many bangers. So we're going to take a short break to read this week's PSA. Thomas, you want to take it away?
Special guest in the squeaky chair. I feel like they got to do something about this.
Probably.
For my show, and we're all like, you just hear the, like, squeaky chairs in the studio.
The squeaky chairs, and then the mic Thomas is on is currently held together with rainbow-colored zip ties. So there's that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're thriving over here. The studio is great. It's fun. All right. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inhibrance. Did I say that right? Inhibrience?
Sure.
Know what I mean. But if you're under the influence, and they would like to specify, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. Don't drink and drive. Come on. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This radio station wants all of its freeform love and listeners to be back in the new year, which is a little far away, but we do want you back in the new year.
I don't know. It's already Thanksgiving, but
I know. Things are moving fast.
Very much so. Well,
be
thank
back
you
with
for
our
that.
Squeaky chairs.
Thank you for that PSA, Thomas. Did they say hosed? Was that in it? And can't say
hosed.
I've ever heard that before.
Hammered, hosed, toasted. Don't be hammered, hosed, or toasted.
Okay, well, as by Freeform guidelines, we are definitely not hosed on air.
No.
First thing they train you in when you become a DJ, don't be hosed on air. Okay, so we're going to get back into some new music. Next up, we have some stuff from Coldplay, which is probably, they released their album Music of the Spheres back at the beginning of October, I believe. Personally, for me, much anticipated release. I would say I'm a huge Coldplay fan as well. I don't know about you, Thomas.
I'd agree. Very anticipated. I'd say similar to Silk Sonic. It's a pretty short, condensed album. It's a little deceiving because they have a lot more tracks, but about half the tracks are what they call interludes, instrumental tracks. So there's really not that many songs on there, but the ones that are on there are pretty good.
That's true. It's like very interestingly timed album because the title track, Coloratura, is 10 minutes long. And that was the first single they released off the album, which I loved, but it's very long, and sort of the entire album is inspired by like sort of celestial bodies, space, the universe. So it's a very all-encompassing song. It has like everything in it.
For Coachella, they needed to follow the Taylor Swift model. You gotta release the 3-minute version first, wait a few years, and then you can release the 10-minute version where you let it all out.
It's true. Good
they
point.
They just went straight for the 10-minute version, and none of us are ready for that.
The Coloratura is a little less cathartic than Taylor Swift's basically roast of Jake Gyllenhaal for
probably.
10 minutes. But no, I would agree. Coloratura is probably, I think, one of the last tracks on the album, so it like builds up to it, which is really cool.
We're hyping up Coloratura so much. I don't think we're playing Coloratura.
We are not playing Coloratura because it is 10 minutes long, but we are playing Humankind, which is closer to the top of the album, and it's just a bop. That's really all I have to say about it. But yeah, so we're gonna hop right into it. This is Humankind by Coldplay.
I know. was dying, I feel it inside. Now I'm flying.
Hi again, guys. We're back.
Hello.
Squeak. That was, again...
I'm not doing it on purpose, mostly. Like, I have to sit very still.
That's true. I can't remember them being this bad last time, but they really are.
Can you oil chairs?
I don't...
I don't know.
I just switched to mechanical engineering. I have no idea. But yeah, so that was a double feature of Coldplay off of Music of the Spheres. The second one was Higher Power, which has been out for a while, so you might have heard it. They've got it playing on radios and stuff. But that's all for Coldplay. Now we're going to switch to another artist that most people probably know, but she just let out a new album, actually, like yesterday, 2 days ago?
Yeah, A couple days ago.
So it would be Adele. Her new album is called 30. If you don't know, Adele names her albums after the age that she was
the
when she released
she
it.
The age she is when she writes them.
When she writes them. Okay.
So I think she wrote the album like a couple years ago. Okay. The album a couple years ago, so called the 30. But now I guess she'd be like 32 or 33 or something.
Okay.
Very interesting. I feel like most people probably heard of Adele. It's the one name people, Beyonce, Adele.
Yeah. It like crosses age groups. Everyone knows yeah. Adele.
Yeah, she released a new album, 30. It's pretty good. I'd say it's very good. It's very good. It's very slow.
Okay.
I'd say there's very few other pop kind of artists that release music like her. It's, you know, very much more ballady and not really focused so much on creating a bop and a song. I think because she's Adele, she can do that. But there's not a lot of, you know, popular top music that's like that. So I'd say it's slow. You know, it's the very, what's it called? Sad Girl Autumn? Fall? Something?
I don't know if I would call Adele Sad Girl Autumn. But okay, I'd say it's like sad middle-aged woman Autumn, maybe?
Sad middle-aged woman. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm not the biggest Adele fan. I know 21, because I think everyone knows 21 is like, I feel like her most iconic album, right? Yeah.
Just so young, if you think about it.
I know.
Crazy. Like, it's pretty close to us.
I know.
What are we doing here playing Adele on the radio?
Certainly not what she was doing at 21, but the emotional maturity of that album is insane. So I'm excited to listen to this one. I will say I have not listened to 30. But
we pulled out one of the, like, one or two more boppy songs, one or two more upbeat songs from the album to listen to. This is a great song. I love the chorus of this song.
Okay. This is Oh My God by Adele.
I ain't got too much time to spare, but I'm in time for you to show how much I care. Wish that I would let you break my word.
And we're back. That was actually my first time listening to that song. I liked it. I thought it was really good. But I've been told that is not the vibe of the overall album. So
no, it's not.
Okay. But
that's all right.
True. I think she went through a lot between her last and this album, right? She went through like a divorce. She's got a lot going on. So I think that probably shows in the vibe of the song. But yeah, that was good. That's all for Adele. But next we have something by the Lumineers. What?
I'm done with this chair. Have you seen the TikToks or things where it's like some random noise and people start playing a lot of music to it?
No. Like trap remixes of like chair squeaking?
Something like that. I don't know. I feel like we could make a top hit out of this chair. Maybe I'll switch chairs. Anyway, Lumineers.
Yeah, maybe next week we'll have Thomas's trap remix of the WMFO chairs on Logic. But yeah, Lumineers. This is Brightside. The Lumineers, they have a lot of music, from what I know. I know Cleopatra is probably one of my favorite albums of all time, honestly, I would say.
It's a great album.
Also a no skip. But they just have... I love modern folk. I think the Lumineers are some of the best out there in the genre.
This album is coming out sometime in January, I believe. But, you know, they're getting ahead of the game, releasing singles early, as people do now.
Apologies. I'm realizing Thomas was not on for this entire time.
That's okay.
Yeah, he's back now. So
I'm just the side chatter anyway. The color commentary.
You're filling in his side of the conversation while I just spoke to myself. We're just talking about
we're playing Adele's the Lumineers, and, Brightside.
Yeah. In summary, this is Brightside by the Lumineers. They've got an album coming out in January. That's all, but here it is.
It's a crack in the windshield, shining the light.
Okay, we're back with both mics on,
and
hopefully.
New chairs.
And new chairs. So lots of improvements. That was Bright Side by the Lumineers. A little different from their old stuff, I think, but definitely I think they're improving. But yeah, that was Bright Side.
Yeah.
Next, we have a little bit of a bigger artist, Ed Sheeran. One of my favorite artists growing up, I would say.
He's got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. But he names his albums after math symbols, which is definitely a quirkier trait of a big pop artist, I think.
I'm always confused with how to pronounce these albums, because I'm like, is it plus? Is it addition? Is it add?
Is it add?
I don't know. Is it divide? Oh, the divide's pretty
good. Well, divide
like
is pretty self-explanatory.
Multiply?
Ten? I'm pretty sure it's add, subtract. There's no subtract. That's another quirkier thing. He doesn't have subtract.
We went straight to equals.
Exactly. Equals is his recent release. Very recent, actually. And so we're going to play the first track off of it called Tides. I will say this isn't my favorite album of his. I will say I prefer his more like older acoustic stuff.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think this is one of his stronger albums, mm-hmm. and remaining true to his artistry, but I do think this first song is pretty reminiscent of Ed Sheeran, and I do enjoy it.
Yeah, I would say his lyrical strength has always been very, very strong, but his production is now very different from how it used to be, and I guess that's my one thing about it. But he says this is his favorite album he's released yet, so this is Tides. This is the top track off of it.
When you are in my arms, it always will. And life is changing tight. We'll be right back.
Okay, well, that was Tides by Ed Sheeran. We have one last song for you today, which I guess doesn't make much sense given the rest of the tracks that we've played so far. But
we thought because we're both here on the radio for this one time, our collective favorite song. We had to play. And you know, thank you, Millie, for going. You're gonna have to go away more often, Millie. This is a lot of fun being on this side of the table and just talking and listening to music. So,
well, yeah,
keep winning at fencing. Stay away.
Yeah, hope you're doing great wherever you are right now. But I guess let's dedicate the song to you, Billy, because you love it so much. This is Kingdom Dance from Tangled, the original score.
Alan Menken. The Mensch.
Yes, the Mensch. but yeah, very special song. This is going to lead us out for tonight, but thank you for listening, as always.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you for coming. This has been
good
fun.
To be here.
Listen to Thomas' show, too, 6 p.m. Saturdays, every other Saturday. He'll every be back Saturday. December 10th, but he interviews student artists at Tufts. So very cool show. But this is Triple M, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it freeform.